curtain.
Shopping for ethnicity.
I stand in this world with an identity all my own. I stand in this world with an identity that's not known. I know who I am and what I am about. I know who I am, yet I'm still in doubt.
She walks down an aisle with her eyes open wide. She glances at the curtains, trying to decide. Which one does she choose? Which one does she choose?
I come from a family who loves me, I know. Their blood runs not through my tender blue veins, so. I look in the mirror, I pick and choose. Every race is mine. I have nothing to lose.
She approaches the foreign items on the shelves. She smiles, and down into herself she delves. What has she chosen to be? What has she chosen to be?
I glance at my family, you see me. I glance at my family, and I'm free. My last name tells the tale of a country and a song. My last name tells me my ethnicity is not wrong.
She carefully picks out a couple of choice things. She thinks to herself as the register rings. What is she thinking? What is she thinking?
I welcome my adopted heritage. I welcome my adopted lineage. I may look like an Irish river dancer, and yet I may look like the girl in the Swiss Miss box, Yvette.
She leaves the store, confident now. She nods at the crowd and takes a bow. What makes her so happy? What makes her so happy?
I no longer feel a flood of indecision. I no longer feel that deep ache of division. I am finally safe in my own pale skin. I'm finally able to say that I win.
She opens the door and sets the groceries on the table. She turns on the burner and the oven and flips on the cable. What is she creating? What is she creating?
I have peace of body and soul. I have peace, my body whole. Italy calls me its child, not just in the form of a name. Italy calls me its child because we are one in the same.
She mixes the tomato sauce and adds the angel pan. She puts the butter and garlic on the bread, almost there. The recipe is complete. The recipe is complete.
My recipe is complete.